And I'm a boy. Which...
That's Young Man Blues off the Live at Leeds album. Welcome to the program. So glad to be able to do that. It is truly human-crafted music here, human-crafted radio, and generational alt-rock for Southern California. I love playing Who music that you don't hear anywhere else. It is, of course, 8:32, and we welcome Mayor Bob Whalen to the program this morning. He's given us his regular Thursday conversation. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning, Ed. Glad to be here.
I'm glad to have you in this kind of tropical day we have going on here.
Yeah, yesterday and today, a little bit of moisture. We'll take every drop we can get. It was interesting. I guess a little monsoonal flow.
Yeah, I actually went outside and tried to grab raindrops and rub them on my face yesterday. It had been so long since we saw them. I tried working that into the show. Let's talk about where we see the most concern right now, and that's this new Delta variant. We're finding vaccine verification is becoming even more common throughout Orange County following yesterday's state mandate requiring residents that show proof of vaccinations for indoor events with more than 1,000 people. That was at one time 5,000, that number. Let me ask you this, just on a personal level, you're fully vaccinated. Would you feel comfortable in an indoor gathering of 1,000 people today?
Yeah, that's a good question. I am fully vaccinated. I was reading the paper this morning, and of course we just heard that the Biden administration is calling for a booster shot. And I was reading some of the studies about the level at which the efficacy is declining in fully vaccinated people. Not that you're going to, stats still are, you're not going to get sick and die, you're going to get sick, but you're not going to be hospitalized or die. But I'm not sure I'd be comfortable, actually, to be honest with you, in a group that large. I've personally just started back indoors wearing a mask again. Some people are doing that. When I go to my office, I do that, unless I'm in my own personal office. So yeah, I think I think more people are starting to do that again, just as this thing continues to evolve.
Right. I was mentioning the other morning that I had stopped in the grocery store. I had stopped wearing the mask when I thought that we were on, about 6 or 8 weeks ago, when I thought we were on the right road. I'm back to wearing masks at the grocery store and at the drugstore and places like that.
Yeah, I'm doing the same. It's a personal choice, but that's where I'm at with it.
Okay. Now, each year we all look forward to the State of the City address, and it's usually, I'm thinking it's usually around this time or the fall. And it's a few hundred people in a ballroom, basically. What's the likelihood of that taking place this year?
Well, I can say with confidence, zero.
Okay.
I talked to the chamber, and they will have their outdoor event in October, as you know, right. Taste of Laguna.
Right.
But the State of the City has been postponed off until February next year. So, yeah, usually it's in May, and then COVID sort of threw it off track, and right. Was going to be September this year, but no, it's now looking like February.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll look forward to it then. I want to talk about something I've been reading about, and that's the Coastal Commission having approved the historic Coast Inn renovation plans. They did, in fact, scrap the rooftop, which I guess was a big contention at one point. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I was very pleased to see that, it got approved at Coastal. I think it's a good project. It's going to, renovate a tired old building. It looks like that was sort of the compromise. I know the neighbors were concerned. Some of the neighbors were concerned about the rooftop, and the applicant made the decision to go without it, or take the approval without it. Our staff has been working very, very hard with Coastal Commission to make sure that our projects, when they get there, are ready to be approved. So I'm very pleased to see that. Get through the process, and hopefully we'll get some sprucing up starting to happen soon.
Excellent. This coming Tuesday night, you're going to be talking about the mitigated negative declarations for Tiamo, the building that the city is looking at for the next fire station. What can you tell us about what's going to happen with that conversation?
Right. There will be a mitigated negative declaration presented to us, which we have to take a CEQA action before we can acquire property. So that's the one that's proposed by staff. If it gets approved, then we're in a position to close on the Tiamo property on September 6th or 7th, I think. It's important to point out that this approval does not approve a fire station at that location. It just says it's suitable for a public use.
Okay.
And we would have to come back with another environmental document to if the decision ultimately made to set a fire station there. So,
okay.
Yeah, this is a first step along the way, but it's not the final step.
Okay.
So we'll see how that goes.
And the next document, the next phase would have to go before the Coastal Commission as well?
It would require a coastal development permit so on that side of the highway. So it's appealable. It doesn't automatically go, but it's appealable. And I got a pretty good bet that it would be appealed.
I'll lay you 5-1 odds that it will, actually. Yeah. Okay. We're also on Tuesday night, and it's important now because we're seeing fires in California. These are some of the largest wildfires we've ever seen. We are currently witnessing up north the largest fire burning in America currently is the Dixie Fire. Wildfire mitigation and fire safety report evacuation time study that was on the agenda a couple of weeks ago. We're going to be discussing it this Tuesday night.
Yes, we are. We just ran out of time the other night. We had a long agenda. Didn't want to take that up after 11 o'clock at night, so it'll get more prime time here on Tuesday. And that was a very detailed analysis and report. I think a very good report. You know, indicates it'll take slightly over four hours, to evacuate the town in a full-on emergency. It's going to be very instructive to see what maybe we can do to, improve that. Are there things we can do to make that shorten that time frame? I am still pursuing, Laguna Canyon Road improvements that would improve, remove utilities on that road, and I think improve evacuation capacity. So back in September, in fact, I think it's targeted for September 21, we're going to be bringing back to council a robust agenda item on Laguna Canyon Road alternatives. We did a study and we did a project, a PSR, they call it, a project study report with Caltrans a couple of years ago, and then COVID hit. So I think it's time to bring that back and get that in front of council for further discussion. So that'll be coming in September.
Okay.
So, really looking forward to the discussion Tuesday night. As you point out, the fires have been up north so far this year. But we just passed 1 million acres in the state yesterday in August, which is, frightening. And, the Santa Ana winds don't start here down here, and that's our big fire season. So, we are all at risk here, continue to be at risk until the true, the true rainy season comes.
So tell me if I heard correctly that the report will indicate that it's about 4 hours to evacuate the town.
To fully evacuate, get everybody out of town in a major emergency. I think what I saw was it's slightly over 4 hours to accomplish that.
Okay. And just off the top, I don't know that you have the answer to this, but let's say that the worst happens and the top of the world people have to evacuate Bluebird Canyon, that area, people, they have to evacuate. Is there a plan in place for the traffic to flow smoothly onto Coast Highway and onto, from Nias and from Bluebird?
Well, that's a great question, and I think we should hear more about that on Tuesday night. One of the elements in the wildfire safety mitigation plan was to pre-stage traffic, cones and materials like that, but barriers that would allow public safety personnel to quickly set up, evacuation routes, reversing traffic, and doing those kinds of things. I'll have to ask that question Tuesday night, but it's a great question. Obviously, we want to get to the point where we're as prepped as we can be,
right.
But I don't want to, overstate it either. I remember 93, and it was a parking lot coming down off the hills.
Right.
And I think all we can do is really try to make it as smooth as we can, but recognize that's why we did this evacuation study. It's a challenge. There's a very difficult geography in town to make anything happen quickly. So we're just going to have to figure out what's the best we can do with the situation that we've got, and are there ways we can improve it?
Okay, we're going to look forward to Tuesday night and that discussion. I know you're a Beatles fan. You and I both know this. You know that Saturday we'll be out at the Sawdust Festival playing Beatles music. It's Beatles Day. We'll be celebrating Beatles stuff. Do you have a Beatles shirt in the house in a drawer somewhere?
I don't know that I do. I'll have to dig on that one, Ed.
All right. I'll find you one, and then I'd love to have you out on Saturday, and I'm going to send you off this morning with some Beatles. As always, on Thursday, Mr. Mayer, we thank you for your time. I know your time is valuable, and we certainly appreciate the time you spend with us.
Always enjoy it, Ed. Have a great day.
Thank you. You as well. 8:43 the time. That was Mayor Bob Whalen, music from the Beatles.